been in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, and we're just finishing up. Let me see what verse that's in. We're just finishing up. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. And we spoke briefly, real quick, briefly, of the meek, that meek don't mean weak. Meek means strength. There's a strength of understanding for a Christian, and it's empowered by the Holy Ghost of God in our life. It's what gives you courage, this meekness that comes from God. That's what encouraged him when he went into the temple and they turned his father into a house, into a house and den of thieves, and it raised him that he would do such a thing. The same meekness which helped Moses to stand and do right, even though he couldn't speak well. I mean, he was just a mild, meek-mannered man, but at the same time, he had courage to stand for right, to stand against Pharaoh, to hold a rod up. And can you imagine holding a rod up and say, "Behold and see the salvation of the Lord," and the waters parted thither and thither? I mean, he did that. And so we got to remember that. And we have that same spirit inside of us. If you're a believer, if you're born again, now we're getting to the place where the Bible says here, it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Now you notice the progression here. It started first, it said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," to realize your condition, your need of God. And then as you see your need, you mourn over your condition without Him, the sinful state you're in. And then this meek is a yieldedness to the will of God Almighty in your lives. And then it progresses into our Lord and Savior as He says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst." So you see the progression where it starts? It's salvation. It's what Brother Goolsby and Brother Lockhart was talking about yesterday. You ask somebody, they say they know they're saved, but you ask them, "How do you know you're saved?" "Well, I got this feeling, and I just know I'm saved. I got this fuzzy feeling. I come to the altars, and I just know I'm saved." They have no Bible, no understanding of what the Scripture says, but yet they know they're saved. They've said a prayer, and they think it's, somebody's convinced them, "I'm all right with God." And it's everywhere. It's infested everywhere. And there's no holiness. There's no separation from the world. They're just living. They go to church and they do their good deed for the week and Sunday morning pew warmers, and that's who they are. And they're still lost. They don't know God. So this feature now of appetite. There's an appetite here that Jesus goes in and describes here. Those who hunger and thirst. It's twofold. So there's an appetite. And we come to church now. Sometimes we come to church, "Pastor, please forgive me, but sometimes I've come out of duty and come to church. Didn't want to come. I was tired and I didn't feel good, but I come anyways. But you know what? Every time I come, I am so glad that I did." But we come out of duty, knowing. But inside, if you're saved, there's someone inside of you that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. Now, this is Sunday school, so give me some verses that you can think in your mind of verses that helps you to think of hungering and thirsting after righteousness. I got one that a lot of times I pray it in the morning. Yeah. Amen. There's one, Psalm 63. "O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory. So have I seen Thee in the sanctuary." There ought to be a hunger and a thirst. And Sharon, her new verse, boy, she'd been burning this one up. Can you tell me what it is? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By what? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Boy, wonderful. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed. In other words, there's a desire, there's a hunger and a thirst to desire what God wants in your life. Give me another one. Come on, you're a Christian. You've been saved a while. You gotta have something. There's one. Touch not them. There's verses that tells us that we're to separate ourselves from ungodly worldly things. How about love not the world, neither the things that are in the world? I mean, that's just direct. Hey, son, guess what? Love not the world, neither the things of the world. And there's things around. What about 1 John, what is it? Chapter 3, verse 2, or is it chapter 4? It said, we shall see him face to face, for we shall be like him. Now notice the latter part of this verse that Jesus explains here. He says, blessed are they, it's a certain, it's deep for everybody. It's for this they group. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. I've been asking God personally, I said, Lord, I want a more of a hunger and a thirst after you. Now remember, who remembers the day that when they got saved? And every time you turn around, you had this whoops moment. You know who knows what I'm talking about? It's usually out of my mouth. I mean, my mouth was terrible. But I had these whoops moment. You know, I whoops. And the thing was, but there was a hunger and a desire that was not there before. Now remember the progression as the Lord goes through here. He shows us the need of can't rely on myself. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn. They see the condition of their need and are mourning over their sin. Then blessed are the meek. There's this yieldedness. And now he says, blessed are they which do hunger. The progression here is somebody that who knows Christ, that's been quickened by the Spirit of God, where God has moved in and he is cleaning house. He's moving the old out and bringing in the new. I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, it's just like yesterday. I can just, man, it's just so fresh. It brings it all new again in your mind and your heart's refreshed and new. And you remember as God was cleaning you up. And you know what? He's been busy doing that ever since. He's still working on you. Well, I'm going to make some more of them t-shirts, honey, where it says, God's still working on me. Man, a lie. So, this appetite. And the world totally teaches us the opposite. I mean, we have appetites of wealth. Let me go through. They hunger after wealth. Some people hunger for fame. Some people hunger for lust. Some people hunger for pleasures. Some people hunger for success. But they will never satisfy. They do not quench the thirst. You are made in the image of God. And it's God's desire is to complete His work in every single soul, that none should perish, that all should come to repentance. Since the day I've repented and come to Christ, He has begun a work in creating this new image of Himself in me. Isn't that a wonderful thought? And to think you've been trying and you've been submitting ever since the day you got saved. And ever since you've had them whoops moment. Maybe you ain't got so much of the whoops no more. And some of us, like me, I still got a lot of them. They don't flare out my mouth so much, but boy, my brain in between these ears, it's scary. Amen, brother, I'm with you. I'm on that same boat too. But bless God, God's doing the work, and I thank God that He's doing it. That He's put a hunger and a thirst. Now wait a minute here. Now let's look at the end of this. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now listen, for they shall, well, one of my favorite words in the Bible, they shall be filled. So there's a promise here that we shall be filled with this newness, this, and this is type of righteousness that don't come from me, it comes from Him. It comes from the Holy One of God inside of us. It's like when you open the Bible and you begin to read, and as you get something, something jumps off the pages, and somebody inside seems to get real happy at that moment. And He reveals Himself to you how happy He is, and He shows you and gives you understanding. And then not just He's happy, now you're happy. Ain't that a glorious thing? We sound like crazy people, don't we? Talk about people inside and somebody else. Boy, ain't we a mess. But it's a glorious, glorious thing to think that they shall be filled. That hunger and thirst. And boy, this is, boy, God's time is perfect. Because Jubilee coming up, we ought to be hungering and thirsting after Him. Now this is the thing, folks. It's to where one day, if you don't like to be like Him, what in the world are you going to go into heaven? According to Scripture, you're going to be like Him, for you shall see Him face to face. No longer you, you're going to be like Him. Like Him. Like Jesus. That's that hunger and thirst that we want to do right. We want to please God. Jesus' whole life here on earth was what? I must complete the will of my Father. Even when He was 12, don't you know I be about my Father's business? 12 years old and He... We got work to do, folks. Pray for this Jubilee, boy. Like I said, it's on my heart. Did a bell ring? First one. So there's an appetite here. So what type of appetite do you have? If there's no hungering, no thirsting, I'd be checking up. There ought to be something. I'll tell you what, I spent 3 years away, and that whole time inside, it's like somebody had my heart and kept pulling me. And in my mind, I said, oh, God, show me. I knew, but He was constantly pulling me back to Himself. I belong to Him. I'm bought with the price. I'm no longer my own. I just couldn't do what I wanted to do. It didn't work that way. So it defines the child of God, and somebody's not a child of God. Because I'm not my own. So what do you hunger for? The blessed ones of whom the Master speaks are ever grateful for material possessions that rewards their meekness. Now listen. I always wondered when I first got saved how a lawyer can make 6 digits of money, quit his job, sell his home, sell his boat, sell his jet ski, sell his 2 vehicles, and says, I'm going to the mission field. How is that? Hungering, thirsting, to righteousness. Growing in the Lord. This world can't satisfy it. I've been on both sides of the fence, and I tell you what, it cannot satisfy it. But boy, God can. God can. Now remember the last part. If you're hungering and thirsting, shall be filled. And I love the latter part of the word because it says, it didn't just say shall have some. It said shall be filled. Filled with who? Him. Folks, I want more Him. Less of me. More Him. That'll be our desire. Let's pray. Father, dear God, bless Your word. Again, dear God, please, Lord Jesus. Lord, if You're in, these folks say they're saved. Lord, and the believers that sit here, we would have a hunger and thirst to please you more than anything. All malice, all haughty spirits, all pride must be diminished for your work to complete inside us, dear God. Help us, Lord. Bless our preacher preaching, dear God. We need to hear from you. Save that soul nearest hell, dear God, and the one walking